5 minutes to 8 o'clock. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Paula Martini back into the studio. Today we're talking Jossy Designs. Very interesting. There is a confusion, generally speaking, I think, between the terms architecture, interior design, and interior decorating. And hopefully, Paula, you're going to demystify some of the confusion and enlighten the world about what Jossy specializes in.
Absolutely, Dave. I joined Jossy Interior Design last year, April. And working with Jocelyn Jones, the owner of Jossy Interior Design, has been an absolute pleasure. Her absolute passion and drive in her business is all about the difference between interior design, interior decorating, and also interior architecture. So we're going to...
So interior architecture obviously is different to general architecture, but it's a sub-branch, I would imagine.
Absolutely. So... to be an interior architect, you actually have to have your master's in interior design, which Jocelyn is busy with at the moment. And it's to put it in a bit of a nutshell and explain the difference between all of them. Architecture is about the shell of the building. So how the commercial,
actual construction.
Home buildings, absolutely. So houses, commercial buildings, all of that, the actual structure, ventilation, the foundations, all of those
specification for the material so that it can withstand the test of time, etc., etc.
Exactly, health and safety, all of those kinds of things. And
but it doesn't necessarily take into consideration. To a degree, it's got an aesthetic to it, an element of pleasure. You know, you look at it and you want the building to be. Not all architecture. Some architecture in Bolito is decidedly, I would imagine, utilitarian, which is crazy because we're such a lifestyle-centered place. But
absolutely. So architects are about, when you look at a building, what do you see? The beauty and the actual structure of it outside, to when you walk in and look up and the roofs and those kinds of things and special features around windows and all of those goes into architecture. And then also the health and safety of the building. So the structural soundness of it. You know, we have had some buildings that have collapsed and all of that Stanger area. And that is a sign of you know, I don't want to say bad planning, but the actual structure and integrity of the building, that is architecture.
Okay, so this is generally speaking an area that can be seen as part of the aesthetic of how you want people to perceive the brand that you're going to portray to the world. But mostly, I think, in South Africa, architecture, not always, but I'm talking about particularly the commercial industrial node, which I suppose is fair to say they don't really spend much money on making things look too beautiful on the outside because the beauty is on what happens on the inside. But you're of the opinion that actually no, they should be talking from a holistic perspective.
Exactly. So when an interior designer actually works with an architect, we actually have the ability to take the beauty from the outside and bring it to the inside. And the difference between interior decorating and interior design is all those elements that the architect puts into the building, and we make that functional. So the architect will do the placings of your plumbing, your electricity, all of that into the structure itself. But it's for the interior designer to actually take those elements and make them practical for the user of that space.
So you might have provision for 4 plug points in a room, but they're all on the wrong wall.
And
you guys come in and say, no, hang on a second. You can't put them there because now we're going to create a magical, and you need for practical purposes and for, I suppose also functional purposes. You need there and there and at that height and all of those things.
Exactly. So
is it important then for anyone that's considering putting up a structure of any description, and obviously cost is always an issue, but I think it's probably penny-wise, pound-foolish.
Absolutely. Pound-wise, pound-foolish.
Exactly,
for sure.
That. to skimp on an area that could later then cost you more because they're going to retrofit.
Absolutely. And we have it often in the business, is that people are not, you know, firstly, there's the whole confusion of interior designer versus decorator. You know, and I often say, and decorators are not going to like me for this, but a decorator can decorate, but they can't design. But an interior designer can design and decorate. And the difference between that is making something pretty or making something work and functional from the absolute millimeter detail to a bespoke kind of kitchen where your countertops are to the millimeter. We did a bathroom recently, and, you know, the one cupboard was 2 millimeters out, and it can't open. So that is how specific design gets.
You did that bathroom?
Just interior, yes.
And then you can't open the cupboard?
I'm saying we had to make sure.
Oh, you had to fix it?
Well, no, it wasn't damaged. That's how precise we were in our measurements. Because okay. if you weren't that, the cupboard wouldn't have opened.
Ah, now I got you. Okay, yes. Right.
So that is how
precise. Does that happen quite often, that people find that they've moved into a lovely new building? We can't get the bed in. We can't open the cupboard door if the bed's in.
Exactly. So when an interior designer works with an architect, they take the actual structure and then do a full plan layout of how the space is going to work for you. What do you need in this room? Where are the areas that you're going to require electricity, plumbing, water? And then you go the step further, because then it comes to tiling, painting, and then we do specifications as to how many tiles you need. So you're not just running off to your local tiler and saying, how many square meters do you need? Oh, I don't know, give me 100, and you only need 50. Because then you're spending way too much money anyway, and that's where the cost factor comes in.
So quantity estimation is part of the deal?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what I'm getting generally is a sense that although possibly one may not traditionally have employed the services of an interior architect or an interior designer in the old days, and I suppose that traditional thinking still manifests today, the new thinking is you should, because it's not only going to make your project so much more desirable at the end of the exercise, and probably more valuable in investment, but it's going to probably save you quite a lot of money.
Absolutely, because especially if you're looking at the costs of things, you know, you can buy a tile from 200 rand a square meter to 2,000 or 20,000 rand a square meter. I mean, there literally is, whether you're putting marble or just the plain tile.
So would you be working traditionally with the developer, if such a thing exists, as opposed to the owner of the, or you do it all?
We do it all. Okay. So we specialize in commercial projects. We do home as well as developments. I'm working with an amazing builder at the moment in Izululami, and he's building 47 units.
The question then, what I'm getting at is, so you're working with the developer.
Yes.
But then would you also work with the prospective owner of the property?
Absolutely. So we, Jossie Interior, is a full circle service. Mm-hmm. And even with our online store, our new branding for our online store has a circle, because we believe in working from the ground up. So from the soil to actually having your knife and fork on the table.
So it's a great service then, because presumably a lot of folk are buying off plan at the moment.
Absolutely.
And until the finished building is complete, there's opportunity to improve on it practically and aesthetically.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm working with this developer at the moment, helping him choose the right tiles, the right countertops, the right door handles, the right taps, all of those kinds of things. And then we actually are doing the furniture inside, as well as helping homeowners should they want any changes. So that is also a thing that we do, where people are buying houses that now need to renovate. And this was a lounge, but now I want it to be a man cave. You know, we can build, or we wanted the new term, the she shed, is putting water in there. The lady does art. She needs access to water. She wants to paint, those kinds of things. So there's so many things that you can do from literally the ground to actually taking homes that need to be renovated and knowing the structural soundness of the building to what they want to do and use the space for.
Would you or Jossie, the company, be able to, if I was thinking about creating, for example, a granny flat, in inverted commas, somewhere that used to be a swimming pool change room, but now I want to make a granny flat. Would you be able to tackle that project?
Oh, absolutely. So what we would do is, if there aren't existing plans, we go to the site, we measure, We do interior walling. We check the structure of the building. Are there any integrities that we need to watch out for? Walls, you know, walls that are holding roofs, mm-hmm. those kinds of things, put it in plain terms. And then we actually ask you, you know, what do you want? So I want a granny flat. Right. You would want a kitchenette in that granny flat. Where would you want to put that kitchenette? Is there a bathroom? Are you going to need a shower, a bath? Is it possibly for your gran that's going to have wheelchair access? Are we going to need special plumbing for her to be able to put those taps on and off? Are we going to tile it? Are we going to put wooden flooring? Are we going to need a wheelchair? All of those things. And then we go, and after all of that, we work with, so we do periodic site inspections. We work with the contractors. We help you source quotes. We do all the documents that go with
so,
it.
So no longer does one need to go to a sort of architectural firm that you don't know and start there. You could actually start with Jossie.
Yes,
you Wonderful. Could. Wonderful.
And by partnering with credible people in the business, from architects to developers to builders, electricians, all of that.
So you know the dream team, so to speak, in the area.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now it's all beginning to come together beautifully.
Absolutely. So in Jocelyn has been in business for 15 years, based in Durban mostly. And last year we moved, you know, she spread her wings into Belito, which is where I am based, and assisting her here. And we are tackling this side and trying to see how we can assist those, because it's a service that is not just about making things pretty and expensive. We work to ensure that we keep costs down. You know, interior design has always had the
label of being bloody expensive.
Exactly.
And for what? I could have done it myself. A lot of people think that.
Exactly. And you know, I get all the calls, and I've had people that have started bathroom renovations going, okay, I've messed this up, you know, help. Yeah. We now have got contractors that have run away. We've over-ordered tiles.
The
plumbing hasn't worked.
Area, huh? Wow.
Absolutely.
So you do quite a lot of remedial stuff as well.
Some of it. At the moment, we're doing a lot of hospitality, believe it or not, with all the development that's going on. We're working on hospitality. Corporate is huge. You know, what's happening at the moment is that businesses are needing to lure their employees back to the office.
You know, everybody's so making it more attractive.
Exactly. So we've now got the term hybrid office, where corporates are having to redo their whole corporate office to make it appealing and inviting for employees to come back. But not only that, to actually make it safe for them. So looking at all the air conditioning, how we can actually put sensors in the air conditioning to test the air to see if there's any pathogens, to making the working area, you know, people are used to moving around. We now have to put it ergonomic. Exactly,
like
ergonomic.
Word.
Chairs and
like our studios, yeah, ergonomic.
Exactly.
We should have spoken to you.
And free spacing, you know, where people can move around, have chill out areas. You know, the Google set the trend so many years ago, and it's now starting to actually take off in the general sense, because people are wanting chill areas. They're wanting to have chats around the coffee machine. They, you know,
so it's a huge scope, and all the opportunity is endless. If you would like to add value to your structure, your office environment, your home, your investment, well, I tell you, Jossie Design is registered with the IID Professions. What is that?
So IID is the governing body of interior designs in South Africa. And to know that you have a reputable interior designer that you are working with, they need to be registered with the IID.
And of course you are.
Absolutely. And Jocelyn was the head of the IID for KZN for 2 years. And she was head of IID for South Africa for 2 years. So
you're dealing with the best here.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that. That's why we're talking. And obviously, they are registered as a design agency that focuses on interior design and decorating for large residential, commercial, and hospitality interiors. You can visit them online at www.jossie.co.za. That's J-O-S-S-I to see their profile. Or at Jossie Design on Instagram and Facebook. Paula Martini, it's been wonderful chatting to you. I look forward to next week when we get together again, because we're going to be having a series of conversations. Next week we're going to be talking about the four interior design processes.
Yeah, unpack it all.
So until then, and hopefully the traffic won't be so heavy next week, we'll start exactly at 7:30, because that's how we do it.
Yes.
Paula Martini, our special guest today from Jossie Design. It's 11 minutes to the top of the hour, 11 minutes to the news.